One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. When your grandma's a Sunday school teacher and your mom tells you Ouija boards are evil, maybe you should listen.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, we'd love to hear your real ghost stories, so please do write or call them in. And most importantly, hit subscribe wherever you're listening to us right now so you don't miss any of our episodes. And I have to let you know, coming up very soon here on Real Ghost Stories Online, there's going to be video. We're going to start doing this on YouTube, at least a good chunk of the episodes. And you'll be able to see that and interact with us because we're going to go live on Monday nights. Details coming soon. But I think if I were you, I'd plan to just not do anything on Monday nights other than listen to the program. You know, if you got stuff with your kids in school and sports, tell them to cancel it. Tell them they just can't play this year. You know, if there's family engagements, you know, I don't care. You know, it's grandma's 75th birthday, your parents, you know, 60th wedding anniversary. F that. You got to be here for the ghost stories. So Monday night, start planning on that. 8 p.m. Central is when it all starts. And I expect everyone Love to that. Follow those rules. So it's going to be great. It's going to be Todd, who's right there, yep. And Carol and myself. And a spooky backdrop that I'm working on. And I think there'll be candles as well.
I might try to do some sort of like a fire kind of thing. And well, not real fire, but you know, like a bonfire kind of thing.
Yeah. Maybe. A real bonfire kind of thing.
That would not be smart. I was thinking when you're reading the lead into this, I thought, you know, well, people never learn about Ouija boards. And then I realized if they did, we wouldn't have all these great ghost stories to talk about.
That's true. We should be promoting Ouija usage rather than discouraging it.
Your own personal Ouija board from the team.
Maybe we should start. Could we do a virtual Ouija board? It would be like when David Copperfield used to do those TV specials and you put your finger on the screen and then move this way, move yes. that way. And then somehow he knows the letter you picked. Like,
How did he do that?
We've got the technology. We got to be able to pull that off.
I would think you could. I would think you could at this point. But yeah, it's going to be like a 2-hour thing on Monday nights, 8 o'clock Central. So set your calendars. And like I said, tell your family to F off. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm kidding. Don't do that. Love your family. Take care of them. Go to their shit. You know, you can always listen to us later. But really, if you need an excuse, we can be an excuse. So there's that too. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to a caller and hear a real ghost story. Hi. Let's hear it.
So Shana Dixon again. I'd like to start off with telling you the stories that my parents told me to keep me away from doing the Ouija board. To start off, my mom, she's comes from a very, very Christian family. My grandma was a Sunday school teacher and as well as a Christian school teacher. So there was no ghost talk, no Ouija boards, no nothing like that in our household. And my mom got to go to a party with her cousin, who was a little bit older than her. And at that party, they were having Ouija boards, and there was a bunch of girls sitting down in, like, kind of had like a drop-down living room. And they were all sitting around it, and they were saying things. And my mom and my cousin were onlookers. And my cousin said, "That's not real." And the Ouija board said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "This is stupid. It's not right. I'm leaving." And the Ouija board said, "Don't go. Don't go." And she got up and started walking away. And before she got to the step up in, you know, from the living room into, like, the entryway, she was just tripped straight up on her face, tripped, hit her head on the edge of the tile on the upstep. And the Ouija board proceeded to say, "I told you, don't go." And that freaked my mom out really bad, and it freaked my cousin out really bad, and they left. They didn't stay for the rest of the party. My dad's story was his family got a Ouija board, and they all played it, even before going to church. My grandma's a really, really churchy too, but she just thought it was fun and games and whatever. And so they were playing it. They had some weird things happen while they were playing it, but my grandma just figured it was her sons messing around. Well, they left it out. They came home from church, and it was floating around. The planchette was floating above the Ouija board on its own. My grandma's not someone to lie. She wouldn't lie to save her life. So she told me that. I believe her. They put it in their closet and weren't going to play with it again. Years down the road, when they're telling the story, when I'm old enough to actually know what one is, see it, you know, blah, blah, blah. She looked for it, couldn't find it. It wasn't in fact, I never remember getting rid of it. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, so I said I wanted to get one. My dad said, "No, they're bad. Don't do it." So I told my mom, "Can I have one?" She said, "No, they're bad. Don't do it." So one day, my friend invited me over to a sleepover, and I brought up a Ouija board. Of course I did. You know, I'm a kid. And so she goes and buys one from Toys R Us, glow in the dark and everything. We go back to her house. We light some scented candles. We put on some whale songs because we thought that'd be creepy. We turn down the lights. I'm an onlooker, and my friend Casey and my friend Ashley were doing the Ouija board. They ask, "Is anybody there?" It says, "Yes." They say, "Who do you want to talk to?" It says, "Shana." And I'm thinking, "Oh, yeah, of course, guys, you know, of course, because I'm not playing it." And then it says, "Well, who are you?" And it says, "Uncle Mike." Well, it's true. I had an Uncle Mike, and nobody knew about him. He died like 4 or 5 years before I met them. It said, "How did you die?" It said, "Cancer." My Uncle Mike did die of cancer. It said, "What was your nickname for me?" Or I asked that. And it said, "Shy Shana." And my nickname from him was Shy Shana. And I said, "Get off that thing right now." Because my uncle was from that same family that was super, super Christian, went to church 3 times a week. There was absolutely no way that he would go on a Ouija board. He never drank, didn't smoke, didn't cuss, didn't, you know, there was no way he was on that thing. So I got really creeped out. I told him, "Get off of it." So they got off of it. And then, you know, we're researching online, you know, what was it? What could really be happening? Well, curiosity gets the better of us, so we go back on, and we say, "Who are you really, because I know you're not my Uncle Mike." It goes to the letter G, just the letter G, and I go, "All right, well, what's your name?" And it just circles around and lands back on G again, so we just go, "Okay, we're going to call you G." And it said, "Where are you?" And it said, "Hell." And it said, "Why are you there?" And it said, "Because I killed my wife." And then we said, you know, "That's not good. Why are you talking to us?" And it said my name again. And it said that it wanted me to die so that I could be with it. So that creeped me out. So then we get off of it again. And after we got off of it that time, me and my two friends all kind of felt creepy for like the rest of like the night and the next day. We kind of felt like something was hanging around, but we weren't 100% sure. So then I'm telling my friends at school about it. They don't believe me. So then I get another group of friends together and we're like, okay, we got to show these people that this is real. So we get on the Ouija board and it instantly goes to the letter G again. And I'm like, hi, G, you know, what's up? What are you doing? And my new friend, she was like, oh, this isn't real. Ask it. I'm going to ask it something only I know. And we're like, okay, ask it, whatever. She says, what color underwear am I wearing? And it says light blue. And we're like, is that right? And she's like, yeah. She's like, what does it say on the front of them? And it said angel baby. And we're like, is that true? And she said, yeah. And then she was really creeped out. Well, I don't know why, but we played with it like 3 or 4 more times. But every time it kept going to the letter G. And that would be who was there. And then weird things would happen. And so finally I got to the point where I couldn't take a shower without feeling like somebody was watching me. So I looked online how to do a little cleansing ritual to get rid of, you know, get rid of whatever it was. And that seemed to work. And, yeah, so that was the last time I played with it. And it was pretty creepy because, I mean, it did feel like it was following us around, whatever it was. And it was always the same person. And I heard on one of your episodes at some point in time, this girl, it went to the letter G and then said a bunch of numbers. Well, he never said a bunch of numbers to me, but it kind of creeped me out when I heard that because I thought, man, I think we were talking to the same spirit. And that makes me wonder if there's really just one main spirit that comes through and he's just like super bad, super powerful, can be anywhere at any point in time. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. I haven't even talked about it in like 10 years. But yeah, it was one of the scariest things just because you actually feel like somebody is watching you and has tabs on what you're doing and somebody's really there. And when we got rid of it and did the cleansing ritual, I felt really, really better. And anytime anybody's talking about a Ouija board after that, I said, nope, count me out. So kids, don't play with Ouija boards. Ouija boards are bad. Ouija boards have consequences. They are not just a game. Okay, guys, have a good day. Bye.
But they also give you great stories that you can then call into a podcast and share with after you experience those life-changing moments.
So if you're a kid and you hear her say, listen, don't play with Ouija boards, mm-hmm. how many weird times did she go through with a Ouija board and she still kept going back? Like the minute the planchette is floating in the air, first of all, I'm not putting that thing in my closet, right? It's uh-huh. going to get burned or something. That's number one.
Yeah.
And then you have all this other weird stuff coming through and Uncle Mike and cancer. And I want you to be here with me kind of thing.
Yeah.
You still keep going back. There's the reason why you don't do it, kids, right there.
Yeah. I think that should be a warning enough. Honest to God, as I've gotten older, I've gotten more curious. And I think my bar of like not doing it is getting lower.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know. It's just like, well, you live once.
I think you got something planned now for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. You're going to have to do a Ouija board night.
I don't want to do it in my house, though.
Do it right there. Sure. Just, you know.
No. I'm like, I'd rather go like rent somebody's house and do that, like an Airbnb.
Oh, I see. You don't want to actually do the Ouija board in your house.
Hey, look, wouldn't that be an interesting test? You go and you do Ouija board rituals and you do like seances and shit at Airbnbs. And then you start watching their reviews. And you start to see. This would be a good test. Do it at like 10 houses and then start watching the reviews and start to see if there's anything popping up about creepy stuff going on. And
there's your podcast idea right there.
That's a test. That's then eventually the homeowners will go after you and, you know, you did. I don't know. I've never seen that. Hotels sometimes have that stipulation. Like ones that are known to be haunted with like no Ouija boards in the rooms. Like, yeah, good luck stopping that. But I've never seen that on an Airbnb rule list.
Yeah.
Of no Ouija boards. I think I would put that on my list if I was Airbnb-ing houses. Although would that inspire someone once if you're looking at the list and you go, right. No, like, oh shit, that would be fun.
Right.
I think you might get more usage if you start putting that on the list. I don't know.
Very true. I agree with you.
Just a thought. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of this stuff. It's all there for you. Apple Podcast has it or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get advanced episodes and everything ad-free. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.